I'm going to continue on the thought, the word, the subject that we talked on a couple of weeks, for the last 2 weeks, I think, maybe two, maybe three. You can have what you say. Hallelujah. You can have what you say. So important. So important. I'm going to read my text again. And my text is Mark 11, 22, 3, and 4. I want to read at least that much. And the Lord said to me, and that's what I'm going to do. Give them some foundation why what you say is so important and you can have it. Give them some foundation. And that's exactly what I'm going to do. Give them some foundation. Some people repeat the word of God because they heard somebody else say it. So like Polly want a cracker. You know, a parrot can repeat something they heard. But he said, I'm telling you, you can have what you say. Because I said you could. Now it's up to you. And then he said, show them, if you say the wrong thing, you can have that too. Hallelujah. And then he says, show them why. And that's what I'm going to do. Hallelujah. Have you found Mark 11, 22, 23, and 4 yet? Let's read. Jesus answered and said unto them, King James, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever, let me pause there for a minute and reiterate, whosoever, whosoever. I want you to say this after me and talk to yourself. Say, I am a whosoever. I am a whosoever. And Jesus said that whosoever shall say, whosoever shall say, unto this mountain be thou removed and be what? Cast into the sea, and shall not do what? Doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore, I say unto you, what thing soever you desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. I'm going to read Matthew's account. Matthew wrote the same thing about the same thing. This is where he said it. Matthew 21:21. Jesus answered and said unto them, verily I say unto who? You. If you have faith and doubt not, ye shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree, but also if ye shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, it shall be done. Sounds like some strong talk to me. And verse 22 says, and all things. How many things? How many? Would health include in all things? What about peace? What about joy? What about a house? Huh? What about winning souls? What about life itself? You think you could speak up on the right job for you instead of just flopping around like a chicken with a head off? All things. All things. He said, and all things whatsoever, all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, notice it's a continuum, believing, what happened? Ye shall receive. What? Ye shall receive. I read those two scriptures because I'm about to lay a foundation of why these things would be. It was so good. God is so good when he gave it to me. And as long as I've been preaching, he's still showing me stuff. And I wonder, I said, where you been, boy? Hallelujah. Sound like the time Brother Hagin said he had a vision and the Lord was talking to him. And while the Lord was talking to him, a demon spirit appeared and got come up between them, throwing up black smoke and just making real loud noise, real smooth, squealing loud noise. And he said, don't Jesus know I can't hear what he's saying? I need to hear that. Why don't Jesus stop that and do something about that? And he said, out of desperation, because he needed to hear it so bad. He said, out of desperation, I said to that demon, in the name of Jesus, you stop that. He just flopped, hit the floor. And by the way, just get on out of here. And so he ran on out. At the end of Jesus' conversation, and Jesus said, by the way, if you hadn't have done something about that, I couldn't. And he asked him again, so you said you wouldn't. He said, no. I said, if you hadn't have done something about that, I couldn't. And he said he twisted his ears. I know I'm not hearing him right. He said, you said if I hadn't done something about that, you wouldn't. He said, no. He said, I said you couldn't. And getting to what my point I'm going to. And finally he said, Lord, I done read the Bible, this New Testament through hundreds of times. I believe what he said, many times. He said, if anything in there like that, I never read it. He said, son, it's a lots of that you don't know. So it's about like me, it's a lots that I don't know. I done read through the New Testament and I done read the Bible portion. I can't tell you how many times. There's a lot in there I don't know. That's why I'm listening all the time. Sometimes he showed me some things that I said, wow. And now when he showed it to me, I can see it clearly, but I done read over it. I can't tell you how many times. Hallelujah. So I'm about to unravel some things for you. Why? Why? You can be so bold. Is that okay?